All right, y'all, what did we learn this week?
Ooh. Learned how to get your finances right because the Great Recession's coming.
And we learned what we're doing. I don't know if it's right.
Well, no, I think you just thinking about it is right. I think having a plan, having some sort of idea as opposed to, you know, before everybody was just fucking partying. It was like, it's never going to end. This is the greatest time ever. Just be prepared.
We certainly have tightened up around this house. We are trying to make this shit pop like what? Like this one?
Pop like booty, nigga.
I don't know what that means, but we're going to try to make it happen.
Are you thinking about downsizing?
Who's booty? Downsizing the house?
Yeah.
No, not yet. Because I believe that this house is going to be worth even more.
Sure.
Once they spread this way a little bit.
Yeah. Castlevania?
So we did a short mortgage, so we're almost done with it anyway.
That's what's up.
So we'll just hold on a little bit longer.
White people shit.
Jim Mac, I ain't never known no nigga pay their house off short shit. Nigga, everything is long.
We did 15. So yeah. We're over five now, so.
I wish.
We're way over five now, so.
Niggas trying to stretch a car note out, nigga, 20 years.
Shit, I'd be at 15 and then 15 a year. Nigga, it'd be.
Nigga, can't refine
nigga. Nigga, be 15 years down the line, still got a 15-year mortgage.
No, but what I've learned, man, we should have probably done 30 anyway, though, because we could have used the cash that we saved on the mortgage every month to do other things with. But, you know, live and learn. Yeah, you live and you learn. If we did it again, we probably would do a 30, or we probably just rent. We wouldn't even buy a house. We'll Airbnb this motherfucker out, or, you know, rent it out or whatever, and then we'll just rent somewhere else, let them pay our rent.
I learned that you dudes can make your dick hard if you're in a life or death situation. I would think if my life was on the line, my dick's not going to work.
I'm just...
I just don't think that would work. You know what I mean? If I'm thinking about dying, I'm not really going to be fucking aroused.
what if you were hogtied, right? What if you were hogtied and blindfolded and you're getting masturbated, right? And your dick is hard as fuck. Uh-huh. The blindfold slips off and you see it's a dude doing it. Immediately it goes off, or what's the time frame?
That motherfucking nigga right
there. I'm talking about this rock hard. No, it's rock hard.
I know, I'm just trying to.
Yeah. How many seconds did it take to deflate? I'm not saying it won't deflate.
Right.
I'm saying, is it going to just, I don't think it's going to just pop down to nothing. There's going to be a grace period where you're like, fuck, this felt good a second ago. Does it still feel good?
No, because I think every stroke, it feels a little worse now that you know.
That's not how dicks work.
No,
it feels a little less good.
No,
it don't feel worse.
It feels worse.
No, that's not how dicks work.
No, it does.
That's not how dicks work.
It does when there are nerve endings
in a dick that don't allow it to feel worse.
It only allows
it to feel less good.
You know about guilty dick.
Nah, nigga.
Yeah.
No, listen. That shit is not going away immediately. Yes. But that's the same logic I'm using for how you could get your dick hard in an emergency situation. Jace move. Your dick is going soft immediately.
Dude, my dick going down,
though. Not immediately, man. It's
got
to.
When you see something,
but this is blood, right? Blood has to. Blood doesn't just run that fast.
She's got a knife, though.
Blood
right?
is not the speed of light.
So either I'm in danger or I'm not.
Right.
So if I'm not, then we can fuck.
What my case was is
if
saying,
I'm really feeling like death is imminent.
Right.
Dick ain't working, man. I don't know, man. I'm just telling you right now
because I'm thinking I'm gonna just fuck before I die.
No matter who it is.
If the chick is the chick, like in a situation,
well, she's saying if you fuck, you're not gonna die.
She said, "If I fuck, I'm not gonna die." But hell, I don't know. It's motherfuckers.
You just
it's
motherfuckers. Fuck.
No, it's look, it's motherfuckers that say one thing. It's like when bank robbers, they go in and rob a bank, give me the money, I'm gonna shoot you. And them motherfuckers still get the money and shoot you and shit like
no,
that.
No, they don't.
Some motherfuckers do.
They don't want that. They don't want that charge too.
No, they don't. They just want to go home.
Motherfuckers don't care. That's a lot of motherfuckers. It's like you seen shit where motherfuckers rob the doughboys, get robbed.
Who's
and them niggas it? Kill them. They still kill motherfuckers. I guess because they know who it is, they're going to come back on.
When?
He said you
I'm talking about when you see on the TV where they talking about
movie?
A bad deal going wrong and they rob
a
looks
bad
like
deal
rob.
Going wrong. That'd be a good deal then, right?
Good deal gone wrong or whatever. You know what I'm talking about, nigga.
I don't think most people either want to kill you or they don't want to kill you. It's not like they kill you. You know what I'm saying? Unless you cause trouble.
Yeah, no, listen. Most people that do a lot of shit aren't for killing.
Yeah.
You know what I mean, there's a lot of other things people will do, robbing and stealing and doing all that kind of other shit. They even beat you.
Right.
But killing is a whole nother level.
If you die by mistake, that's different. Yeah. But they're not coming in like, you know, oh, you did good, but fuck it. You got to die anyway.
Nigga.
That's not the code of most people. I don't know. Maybe you know just some more ruthless, cold-hearted killers than me and Jimmy Mack do.
Yeah, he probably do. What do we learn else?
I learned that our news segment, I don't get it. I'm giving it some weeks.
But I think that he this is the thing.
What?
He's got it. He can't say, hey, tell me what's in the news. Like, he can't ask, like, he can't go to someone who watches fucking CNN all day.
Right.
And be like, hey, what's going on recently?
I actually went in and always get my articles.
Well, let me ask you a question. What's the point of the news segment?
News segment is just for me to have some input for the show.
well,
that's the MO.
Can we have a little bit of smoke and mirrors here? Right.
Okay.
Y'all done already told them, motherfuckers.
No, we didn't.
J-Mac faithfully put me out. Like, motherfucker, you don't contribute shit. You know what I'm saying? You have one job and one job only.
That's because that's behind. That's off, like,
that's not, off camera, nigga.
Right. Hey, nigga, I think we used to say it on camera, too, nigga. And motherfucking the listeners even know, that guy there smooth, don't contribute. Matter of fact, we had callers say, just say that shit, say,
sure.
You're not a fucking contributor, smooth. You know what I'm saying? So, and J-Mac, now, so many words say, you got one job and one job only, nigga.
So let me ask you a question.
To fuck this up.
What would be the dream if you could have it your way? What would be the goal? Like, what would you want accomplished by your segment? It can't be just reading the news.
No,
right?
It's not. If I can just meet a finance listener, and just be like, I'm smooth, baby. Hey, look, and get some pussy off that.
I ain't gonna lie.
If this shit blow the fuck up, and I meet a finance listener. And they'd be like, oh, you smooth? Well, look, I'm trying to get some pussy.
Here's my thing.
I'm for real.
He doesn't understand what you meant by what you're trying to get out of this.
I know. Pussy, nigga. Nigga, I'm a podcast personality.
I meant to say, what do you hope to accomplish by you just this segment? Not being on the show.
Nigga, you know I'm going to take it to get some pussy, nigga. I'm for real.
Okay.
Because, like, we do some shit. Like, let's just say, for instance, we host this big-ass party in Atlanta for motherfucking, let's say, 6-year, 7-year anniversary, and it'd be a bunch of motherfuckers come out. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I'd be like, yes. Hey, how you doing? I'm smooth.
So do you think that what you're bringing to that news segment is worthy of somebody saying, oh, my God?
I don't give a fuck about what I bring. It's just, nigga, when they see me, nigga, it's a wrap.
So then you don't have to do it.
I'm
going to
be thin then. I'm going to be thin as fuck. You know what I'm saying?
First of all, you're not going to be thin. You're absolutely not going to be thin as fuck.
I'm getting down. I'm getting down.
What is thin as fuck? How many pounds is that?
About down 22.
Are you doing math? Pounds.
No. Nigga, don't have
to
do math.
You're going to need to do something like that.
I'm talking vitamins, nigga.
No, nigga, crack.
I'm getting my vitamins.
Something that takes away your appetite.
What is that?
My vitamins. I ain't get a chance to take them today. These gonna help me.
I was about to say,
help my heart.
This thing got a whole pack in it, and they're still all in there.
I'm gonna tell you something, right? And you know, I'm learning from taking these vitamins and shit too. These motherfucking pills, these horse pills, them bitches hard as fuck to swallow. I'm like, I hate taking pills.
You gotta practice.
Yeah. Taking pills?
Yeah, just get your throat right. Get your throat right.
No, I'm good.
You gotta practice, man, because that's just girth. It's a girthy pill.
And then I fucked around and forgot to take some, and I think the dog had got a hold to a couple of the pills.
Because cool.
I found that motherfucker had got one. I said, what the fuck is
you
eating?
Is that what you learned, nigga?
And he had an apple cider vinegar pill. I'm like, this nigga, good thing it wasn't no Viagra, nigga. You fuck around, run around hunching those shit.
No, y'all cut his dick off.
Why?
Didn't y'all cut his dick off?
Oh, his mom cut the shit, had the shit cut off. Yeah,
balls. The balls.
But it's just don't get hard now?
I don't know. Do you tell me?
I don't know. I ain't seen it yet. Yo,
it's fucked up, man. Y'all abusing those dogs.
So what's we learned? So the segment, be honest. So hopefully the listeners.
Here's the thing, man. So look, next week what I hear.
I'm gonna be so sweet on this shit.
No. Because you're just gonna read the stories.
I'm not. I'm gonna tell you what I'm gonna do.
What are you gonna do?
I'm gonna motherfucking get this. I'm gonna get the topics right. I'm gonna get the topic. This shit about to be so fucking fire. I'm gonna get the topics. And I'm gonna talk on the shit without motherfucking reading. I'm gonna hit y'all with some shit.
I don't care if you read it.
I like you when you read.
That's not my concern.
Okay.
I want the motherfuckers to be
educated. My concern is, they can just read the news to learn this stuff.
Okay.
What are you bringing to the news? What are you providing our listeners that they can't get anywhere else?
Okay, I'm about to bring that shit. I'm about to bring the motherfucking smooth news next week. This shit about to be motherfucking it's about to be an epic-ass moment.
Okay, Trump. You sound like Donald Trump.
This shit about
that's what I said. That's my whole point. Nigga ain't saying shit. He's just
but I'm saying shit.
Right. It's going It's very beautiful.
You got to over deliver and under promise. You know what I'm saying? It's about it, J Mac. I promise the next week news.
It was a beautiful call. It was a wonderful call.
Fucking epic.
You said under promise. You said
I'm gonna over promise and under deliver.
All right.
Story of your life.
Until next time.
Story of your fucking life. Is that all we got though?
Yeah, I forget. You know, you talking to a nigga with fake ADD, so I don't know.
Yeah, shit is fake.
Yeah, right. So
discipline yourself,
nah,
nigga.
It's not about the shit. Zoop zoop. It's in and it's out, my nigga.
All right, well, we'll catch y'all next week.
The pin.